Uh-oh, the last cookie.
You can get a new box of cookies in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Are you my guilty self-conscious?
No, I'm the voice offering you promo code EXPRESS for free delivery on your first order.
Hey, who ate my cookies?
You mean, these cookies?
Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Promotion valid for first express delivery order. $50 minimum subject to availability. Restrictions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Charlene McKenna is with me now in studio. The actor who is currently treading the boards in the Gaiety in The Ferryman. It has been on for the last couple of weeks, is on right through to March. And if you want to get your hands on the few remaining tickets, if you go to the Gaiety's website or Ticketmaster, you'll find them there. Charlene, listen, pleasure. Thanks a million for coming in to us.
Thank you for having me.
So for people who don't know the story, what is it?
It's a play about a family in South Armagh in 1981. And it's a love story on one hand. On the other hand, it's also a story about the disappeared, about a member of their family who was one of the disappeared. And it very successfully navigates those two worlds of being a love story and a tragedy and a family drama that's very funny. And it actually really does somehow balance all of those things into a very neat and, believe it or not, fast 3 hours.
Yeah, because it's a big play.
It's a huge play.
3 hours. There's a huge cast.
Yeah, 22, 23.
Wow.
If you don't, and then there's the animals and the baby. So it's a machine. It's a big, big machine of a play, but I think it really worked.
Does that make it exhausting to work in when it's that big?
It is. It's a double-edged sword in a way, because it is exhausting because it's got so many moving parts that, you know, your adrenaline, you're on your toes all the time. But the other side of the coin is there's such energy in all the young cast and everyone coming together, and we truly have a brilliant company. Mm. And that kind of buoys you. So it's both. So, yeah.
So what's your character in it then?
So I play Caitlin Carney, who's kind of at the centre of the story in that it's her husband who was one of the disappeared. And she has moved in years ago with her brother-in-law, Quinn Carney, beautifully played by Aaron McCusker. And then she's been living with them within this, you know, back in the day, you know, it's still the old aunts still live there. It's a huge old farmhouse and the lineage of the past family. There's young ones, babies, aunts, old aunts, uncles.
Yeah.
And then these in-laws, us living with them as well. So it sort of takes you from there, and then it takes you on a very wild ride.
So this started, like I said, not this run, but say The Ferryman in the West End, mm-hmm. and then it was in Broadway and, mm-hmm. like, you know, won a Tony Award. Yeah. So this is a hugely successful enterprise. Yeah. When you're stepping into shoes and something like that, how conscious are you of how other people played a role like that or at all?
Luckily, I never saw. I'm so grateful. I never saw the earlier runs.
Okay.
And it's just pure fluke that I didn't, because I know if something similar, it's just either because it was on the page or because we had the same instincts to do something. So I know that I'm not copying anything, which I kind of love, or I'm not trying to reach something that someone else reached. And Laura Donnelly and Sarah Green, who played it before, I'm not sure who played it on Broadway. They're such great actresses. So it's good. It's nice shoes to fill in. You know, yeah. Sarah sent me a lovely message saying you'll be such an incredible Caitlin. So it was very supportive. So it's nice, and I get to come in completely fresh with a fresh take on it and know that it's my own.
How much then does your own experience, like, not your own experience, you were born in the 80s, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. not a million miles to the north where
I'm born about 10 minutes from where this play is set.
Yeah.
Also on a farm in a huge family.
Yeah. So how much of it informs
the character?
Much, because
I have significantly less research to do. You know, like when I did The Great Gatsby, for example, like there's a ton of research.
Yeah, exactly.
Got up the 20s, the dialect, words that didn't exist, the accent, the style, what they were, you know, it's like so much research to do. This, I'm like, oh, I think I have a good grasp, a very shorthand grasp for this world. I know the dynamics. I know, so I feel in that regard, it's very, very close to home for me, and it's a very short reach to find the world in my head. So that's great.
You know, this idea that the closer you are to something, be it in time or even kind of proximity, like geographically, the more people are aware of of kind of nuance and subtlety. And you can tell a story in Ireland about Uyghur Muslims in China, and it can be very kind of simply told.
Yeah.
And to a degree, this is maybe the same for the ferryman in Broadway.
Yes.
Is it different in Ireland where there's a consciousness of the disappeared and everything?
Yes, I was very nervous at first to say yes. I was very nervous to say yes to putting this particular play before an Irish audience for the Irish premiere, because if you get it wrong, we'll surely let you know as an audience. Yeah, yeah. And because I had known that there was some heat on it in London because it was written by Jez Butterworth, who's a British playwright, and it's an Irish play and it's an Irish story. And we're very rightfully territorial over our stories, particularly being told by a British playwright. So I understand that, and I was nervous about that. But then when you read the play and you get closer and closer and you break it down, it's such a beautiful piece of writing, and it's so beautifully rhythmically told. There's a musicality to the text, because Jez is a wonderful writer. And there's an interesting dynamic, because sometimes an outsider can possibly tell our story from an objective angle that we mightn't have because we're too close to it.
Yeah.
But then I think then the other side of that coin is then when you give it to us to tell, we can go, you know what, that bit, not sure. This bit, I'm not sure. That bit, perfect. And the fact that I'm pretty much from there, and there's a very authentic cast, and everyone's Irish for a start. So in the rehearsal room, there was a constant grounding of how we played it, and a constant grasp for authenticity from Andrew Flynn, the director, from all of us, to make everyone go, is this how you feel this would happen? Is this? And we would go, yes, this feels real, and not for its sake.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that hopefully is what really works about this production.
Yeah.
And we were, so that we could be very, very authentic in how we told it, our story to our audiences.
Yeah. And it's funny because you described it, the very first thing you said about it was a love story.
Yeah.
Where, you know, so there's a degree, I guess, of trying to maybe park your politics for people.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not about hitting people over the head. I mean, it's a true story.
Yeah.
So it's all there. And, you know, we can only trust that Jez, the writer, did his, own research. It was based on his wife, Laura Donnelly's actual story, her actual uncle. So, I mean, you can assume that they mined all the truths of it there. So that's all already there. So we don't need to look too hard at that. But yeah, it is. It's love and family and loss, and that is the core of it, without a doubt. He does masterfully weave the two things throughout the play.
Yeah.
Of Seamus being one of the vanished, and of the series of events that's set off within the home, within the family.
Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of reminds me. I didn't watch the Disney thing, but the Patrick Radden Keefe book that disappeared, and just the McConville family, and we talk about a family who just had such an awful experience, and the spiral from that moment where she disappeared.
I mean, the level of trauma that exists and still exists, and the legacy of that trauma, and that's another one, which was again a sort of an outsider, telling an Irish story. But I think they did it very well.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and I from my experience, I felt they did it. I mean, the acting was sublime, and I felt like they did it really, really well. But I'm not a documentarian, so I can't, or a historian, so I'm sure there's stuff that people can crib about. But, I mean, you're also trying to tell stories, and you're trying to make people think and make people feel. I mean, they're not documentaries, so it's a fine line to be treading. You don't want to offend anyone or hurt anyone, but you want to try to tell these stories as best we can.
So after this, I mean, anything in the works?
Potentially.
Oh,
but nothing
right.
To talk about.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not
we can't
yet.
Bring you back from the dead for a Peaky Blinders movie or anything.
I know, I wish. Like, flashbacks, flashbacks.
Maybe.
Stephen, if you happen to be listening, flashbacks. No.
All right.
Right, no.
Well, listen, we look forward to any announcements. The Ferryman is on in the Gaiety, continues to until the 15th of March.
Yep.
15th of March. The Ides of March. That's an ominous portent. But anyway, tickets are available at the Gaiety's website or ticketmaster.ie. Charlene McKenna, it's been a pleasure, Charlene. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.